talk about how the Rangers got screwed again, how they didn't really help the cause. And in 1 hour at 8:15, some of the sights and sounds from last night's All-Star game, including the national anthem and observations about the broadcast. But first, it is Muse in the News with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and by All Pro Foundation Repair.
Well, for any of you P1s out there who follow local media on Twitter, you know that Jane McGarry was a frequent tweeter. She loved Twitter. She loved socially interacting with the P1s and the viewers. Well, she had a little run-in with the law, and she stopped tweeting for a while. And then she finally broke her silence and directed everyone to a Facebook post that she made after her drunk driving arrest a couple months ago. She said, hi, this is her statement, okay? Her words, not mine.
Okay.
Probably better change
words. They will be your words, though, after today.
Hi.
Oh.
It's been a while. I want to thank you for all your kindness. You've touched my heart, and I have something I want to tell you. I pleaded no contest to a Class B misdemeanor charge of driving while intoxicated.
Off.
I apologize for my irresponsible behavior, and I'm grateful that the police did their job and no one was hurt. Blood alcohol tests showed my blood alcohol level was 0.11, which is over the legal limit, and therefore I should not have been driving. I've paid a $1,200 fine. I'll be on probation for 18 months and will participate in at least 40 hours of community service. I'm deeply sorry for making such a terrible mistake and pledge it will never happen again. Jane.
So, off. She fesses up, makes that statement. Why is that off? She copped to it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be making a statement one day like that. Only thing you're going to change is Jane to Craig. It'll be the exact same statement.
Or I may be named Jane by then.
Okay.
Jane slash Craig.
Odd prediction there.
It is a little odd.
I don't care if she's back on Twitter. I just hope to see her back on Channel 5.
No. Well, I'm certainly glad you asked me that, Giorgio, because at the same time, NBC5 released a statement. Hmm. Longtime NBC5 news anchor Jane McGarry announced that she will leave effectively today, Tuesday, July 10th, 12th. And the general manager said, we support Jane's decision, truly thank her for her many contributions to NBC5 throughout her long and distinguished career, wish her the very best. And then Jane appended something to their statement, you know, thanking the viewers of North Texas because she was there for 30 years.
Wow.
Wow.
30 years at one TV station.
I love you.
And she had to put up with Mike Snyder.
Yeah, that's like 60 years.
Of course, we know Jane, and we like Jane.
Very nice woman.
So I plowed through the, 150 comments online about it, you know, reading what people were saying about it. And it's very strange how this issue divides people. Because there's basically two camps. There's the camp of, look, most of us have probably drank and did and driven did. Right? In our lives?
There, but for the grace of God, I go on? Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Once again, God worded it weird in the Bible. But anyway, because most people go, you know what, that could be any one of us, and right. She got busted, and we're not saying it's right, but,
right.
You know. And then there's the other camp, which is she could have killed a family of four. She deserves more harsh punishment than this. And it was so strange. It was just no kind of...
No middle ground?
No, it was just... The comments were either that or that. And that was it.
Isn't it both?
Yes.
Why is it one or the other? I see it as both. That could have easily been me on any given night.
Mm-hmm.
And she could have easily killed a family of four.
Right. And it's just a reminder that... God, we got to take a harder look at when we do that. Because...
Yep.
Heck, I think people do it all the time. They don't realize they would be over the limit.
Oh, yeah,
you
no
go
idea.
Out to dinner and you eat light and you have a couple beers, you could be over the limit.
Yep. And you know what's fascinating to me? All of the public awareness about drinking and driving that has really been hit home by television, radio for the last 20 years, it has very little effect on the 20-something.
No, because all those things don't apply to them. You know.
And I guess it didn't apply to us, and we were in our 20s too. But we weren't brought up with that, though. We weren't brought up with those public service announcements over and over again about, hey, catch a cab, friends don't let friends drive drunk, and all that. But man, it has no effect, and they think, oh well, it's just a couple of beers, a couple of glasses of wine, and
so. And we don't know what happened at NBC5, whether she really was wanting to leave, or she had something else lined up, or whether it was, is this them firing her, or is this her leaving? I don't know.
Here's what I believe. I believe she was on the way out there anyway. They've basically replaced her with Meredith Land, you know, on the 10 o'clock. And one of them,
demoting her.
Yeah, they keep demoting her. So this was probably an opening for them to get rid of her without upsetting the public. You know, if they just fire her, she's been there for 30 years, she's beloved. If they just fire her, then everybody says, you can't fire Jane McGarry. We hate you now. But now they had an opening, they had an excuse, and so they took advantage of it.
So you're saying that Channel 5 planted the alcohol in her system?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying they had an opening.
You know, and this is one theory, that as anchors get older, that they start getting paranoid about, oh, I'm getting phased out because I'm getting too old. Isn't that a great thing of value for the station to have someone there for 30 years who is the trusted voice and face? And
these days?
Yes, these days.
Not for female anchors. I don't think it's seen.
I think that's wrong.
It's not seen that way. For the male anchor to have the gray-haired guy with the wrinkles and, okay, wow, he's been around. He's got some authority to him. He's wise. They love that, but not the, they don't want the gray-haired woman with wrinkles.
But you're talking
double
about
standard?
Women who still look great, though. I mean, Clarice Tinsley and Gloria Campos and Jane McGarry have all held up a lot better than some of the dudes have over the years.
So you're saying it still should be based on looks, and they passed the looks
test. Well, no, I'm saying if you are basing it on looks, then I think they answer that call, too. And they certainly answer the credibility call and the familiarity of, oh, yeah, that's a trusted news voice, and I'll watch her, you know, or him every night.
But I think with today's television markets, especially the last 5 years, it's now part that and part, oh, we can get the younger, fresher face at one-fifth the rate that we're paying the older face. And they usually, these days, the bottom line is driven by money, and so they go with Meredith Land because they're paying her one-fifth of what they're paying Jane.
Well, I think that's flawed.
That is flawed. All right, if people make you money, you got to pay them money.
Right.
Will Jane land on another station?
I don't know, but I have an important announcement to make. Go ahead and hit the Fanfare Expo.
Oh, man, we got to sit through this thing.
This never gets old to me.
No, it just gets longer.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm talking about.
We'll try to get Jane McGarry on.
Oh,
that's your announcement?
That's the old,
we'll try?
Badges, maybe.
Yes, I will reach out to Jane late tonight.
We would love to give her the forum.
That's right.
Come on here and give her side of the story.
That's right. We will get her on this week to talk about this. And what's in the future for her now? Very curious about that. So does a person deserve to lose their job when something like this happens? I think we all say no, right?
I wish I knew.
I think it depends on the circumstances. I mean, is it just this, or is it this along with an accident or an injury or something like that? If it's just this, and
like if a ticket hosts a DUI.
It depends. If it's Norm, then yes, he deserves to lose his job.
Gosh.
I'm sick on Norm.
I'm kidding. No, I think you've been a model employee and this is your first slip up, then you probably don't deserve to lose your job. But if you've had some other transgressions along the way, then I could see where this would be a final straw. I'm not saying that's what happened with Jane, but just generically answering the question.
Well, George says that Jane's biggest crime was getting old, which I think
didn't
is
say
unfair.
That. No, that's being implied by other people.
How old is she?
56. Yeah, it was in her arrest thing.
Yeah.
pretty damn good for 56.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, too.
Oh,
I'm just disappointed the judge didn't sentence her to hard labor with me.
Gross.
Or put her in a women's prison where they could have a shower
yes,
scene.
Yes, put her in
out.
A women's prison with me.
That's where you would belong, no doubt about that.
So we'll try to get her on. She graduated from Southern Illinois University. Did you know that?
No, did not know that.
Joined Channel 5 in 1982. She's interviewed, of course, George W. Bush and Walter Cronkite. She interviewed Jane Pauley way back in the day. Can you imagine that hotness? Jane and Jane, one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. All right, other local businesses that are in trouble. You see where JCPenney laid off 350 P1s in Plano?
Yep.
Mm. That's tough. And sad news for Chris, because the Ghost Bar is closing at the W.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Mm. So, boy, where's he
going
to hang out
I don't
now?
Know.
Have they already shut it down, or it's going to?
It's going to.
I got to go there before they shut it down.
I don't know. I've never been there either.
I haven't either. I thought it was really popular, though.
Let's the three of us go to Ghost Bar and try to fit in.
Hang.
That'd be so awesome. I'll wear my nicest ticket T-shirt. Really dress
that's
up.
That's great.
Dallas Police Authorities. That's weird to me. Anyway, they're investigating whether the woman who was arrested last month on accusations that she tried to sell her four-month-old son may have already sold another kid.
Mm.
She had four kids. I guess she gave birth to four kids total. Two of them were with the grandparents. And then the third one, they think that she had already has sold.
Hmm.
And then the fourth one, she was busted trying to sell it on, I think, on Craigslist.
Yes.
To some woman in Florida. She's 26. Her name is Brittany Lynette Hill. And she's in jail right now and has been given interviews saying,
why
hey,
is that
I don't know.
Necessary?
But the jailhouse interview, you know what? You bag on it, Giorgio. I tune in when they tease that.
Oh, I do too.
That somebody's going to get, because it, you know, it's like someone representing themselves in court. You know they're not going to come off well.
Right.
So you got to watch it.
I just hate them getting that attention.
Yeah. Not all bad news in Texas, however. CNBC, I guess, did a poll, survey, study. And in their sixth annual study, Texas on top, it was the top state for business.
Okay.
So if you want to do business,
we knew the economy was doing better here.
That's right. And you know why we're number one in business? Because we reject Obamacare.
That's right. What about the alligator?
Incredible story of a teenager in Florida, 17-year-old Caleb Langdale, even though he goes by the name Fred.
Odd.
All right.
Fred Langdale, 17 years old. So he's swimming with some friends on Monday afternoon in the Caloosahatchee River, which travels from Lake Hiccupoochee near Lake Okeechobee.
Been there.
Down to the Gulf of Mexico. I'm sure I butchered a couple of those names. So he's swimming along, and his friends start yelling, "Gator, Gator." And he thinks they're teasing because they always tease each other anytime they're out swimming. There's gators out there.
That's still a big damned alligator.
It's the boy that cried wolf.
Right. And so then he turns around and he sees that there's a gator right there.
Nah, nah, nah.
Or I think it actually came up right in front of him.
Oh, wow.
And he sees it and he reaches out his hand up under the gator's mouth to kind of push away from it. It grabs his hand.
Uh-oh.
Grabs his arm. And it starts the death spiral twist,
oh,
right?
Wow.
Pulls him underwater. Well, Fred Langdale had watched every episode of Swamp People there ever was.
Gator Boys and all
those.
Yeah,
he watches all those shows and used some survival tactics. So this thing pulls him underwater. He knows immediately that he has to decide. The thing had already locked down. So he has to decide his arm or his life.
Ugh.
So as he's up underwater, he crouches his feet on top of the gator's head and realizes he's just got to pull his arm.
Wow.
He's got to pull his own arm off.
Do it.
It's a pretty gutsy move for a 17-year-old named Fred.
Why?
Name's irrelevant.
Anyway, so he pulls, and he's not able to get it free at first, but the gator surfaces, And then it does it again, starts that day, and he says he just hears every bone in his arm just cracking like twigs.
Wow.
And he pulls the arm free. It's just hanging by a tendon, and he's having to yank, trying to break that tendon, the last tendon.
Oh.
And he's able to do that. He swims like the Dickens. He pops up out of the water at the shore. His friend said he just pops up like Superman and yells out, I've lost my arm, call an ambulance.
Damn.
Don't mark that. And then he jumps up onto the shore. He realizes that he's got to stop the bleeding, so he puts his arm, I guess it bit it off like right below the elbow, puts his arm between his legs and, you know, is applying pressure that way, trying to stop the bleeding. And then he falls up onto the bank and notices there's some cobwebs there, you know, spiders or whatever have built webs in the tall grass. And so he grabs the cobwebs, stick it on the end to staunch the bleeding.
And he doesn't pass out after losing all that blood? That's amazing.
Take him to the hospital. Of course, wildlife officials start searching for the gator. They find the thing. They kill it dead. 11-foot gator.
Cut out
the arm.
No
trial.
Cut out the arm. No trial. The gator begging for representation.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait.
And they don't give him any. Cut out the arm. Take it to the hospital. Too late. Too badly mangled. Can't attach it. And this 17-year-old kid is now without his right arm.
So all this theory about, hey, you're splashing in the water. The gator's not going to come anywhere near you. They're scared of you when you're splashing.
No, they're attracted to the splashing.
Oh.
They're like sharks. They're attracted to the splashing. So
you guys ever had a close encounter with a gator?
That's a little bit weird. Anyway.
All right.
So
hang in there, Fred.
Merry Christmas.
Pretty amazing story.
To Fred. Birthdays today. Tab Hunter. One of my favorite fake names of all time, Tab Hunter. He's 81. He's an actor.
Is he a former Hollywood heartthrob that turned out to be gay? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
Mark that. Well, I think Clark Gable turned out to be bi.
Yeah.
Rock Hudson.
Yeah, not them.
Was full-blown gay.
Tab Hunter. Who else am I thinking of? I'll figure it out. Continue.
Okay. Cela Ward is 56. Peter Murphy, singer, 55. Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi, 53.
Greatness.
Was he ever on the ticket?
I don't think so.
No.
Singer Suzanne Vega is 53. What did she sing? She sang, My name is Puka. I live on the bathroom floor. Rapper Lil Kim is 37. And Ben Gibber of Death Cab for Cutie, 36. You're up to date.
By the way, I'm right. Tab Hunter admitted that he had a gay romance with Anthony Perkins. 7:33 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Play that one in our next interview.
All right. Yeah, when we're talking to someone, just all of a sudden have Craig break in and say, by the way.
Okay, go to my Twitter page if you want to watch the video of what we're going to talk about next. Bob Kraft doing something really, really weird.